I lay in bed, unable to sleep. The darkness was engulfing and all-encompassing. Far off in the distance, I thought I heard shouts, but I ignored them. Mareford was never quiet, even when it was. Mareford was a cramped sort of living. Ponies piled on top of each other and cramped as tight as possible in a huge building that loved to echo. And you could imagine how well it worked if you were a light sleeper. It made interludes with wildfire difficult when ponies living below us called for us to quiet down. Not that we had the chance that often anyway with Foundation living with us, but it was awkward when we did have the opportunity. For some reason, when lying in bed contemplating life, my thoughts turned to sex. Clearly I'm well adjusted. I rolled over trying to put a leg over Wildfire to find her missing. She must have left to take Foundation to the bathroom. She had lived in Mareford for almost a year, but was still afraid to walk around it at night. Not that I could blame her. If you didn't know your way, you'd trip and fall, and while Mareford lacked many things, it did not lack places to fall from. I hoped she would be back soon. The night was bitterly cold, and her warmth made it easier to bear. I don't know how I ever used to sleep alone. For a second I wondered if Wildfire felt the same way, but I doubted she ever slept alone. No, I didn't mean that in an insulting way. But I knew Wildfire well enough to know that before she found me, she was quite insistent on looking for love. We had more than a few discussions on the subject. Long, awkward discussions. It still made me uncomfortable, but we all had our burdens and issues, and so long as I understood hers, I was okay. There was that sex thing again. My head was in the gutter when lying alone in bed. There was another scream from far away. It wasn't playful like the one before. And it was followed by more and more. There was a smell of smoke that made me sit up in my bed and think of a name I shouldn't have known.
What?
I murmured, my mind coming off its half-sleep daze. Something was wrong. Something was very wrong. There was a sharp knock on my door. With a groan and a feeling of dread, I rolled onto my hoofs and slowly made my way to the door. It was not a long walk, as the house was small, but the knocking got louder and louder. The feeling of dread did not leave when I got to the door, and was not helped that when I opened the door to look down the barrel of a gun.
"Hello,"
a voice said, way too cheerfully.
"You're coming with me."
A mare stinking of blood sat from the shadows, her face half illuminated by the purple glow around her horn and the rifle.
"Yeah,"
I spat at her hoofs.
"That's going to happen."
A shot flared out in the night, but I had known she was going to shoot and had ducked low before the trigger was pulled. I charged forward and rammed my shoulder into the pony's neck with the full force of my girth. She gasped as I pushed. There was a brief second when I felt her body try to push back, but she wasn't nearly strong enough. With a final grunt, I felt her slip off the edge of the Mareford landing. She shrieked loudly as she fell, but not for long. I peered down at the darkness but didn't see the body in the blackness. I heard things though. Shouts of pain, cries for help. They came from everywhere and nowhere at once. Actually, as dramatic as that sounded, they definitely came from somewhere. Below me, actually. I heard a shout of confusion and a grunt of pain. Whoever these fuckers were, they weren't going to get away with touching my Mareford. I skidded back to my doorway to the mare's dropped rifle and picked it up. I wasn't the best with mouth-fired weapons, but it was going to have to do. Back when I had been a little filly, I'd known the best routes around Mareford. I wasn't as agile as I'd been back then, but I still could get around better than any pony I knew when I was in a rush. Moving quickly to the edge of the walkway I'd thrown the mare from, I dropped off. I grabbed the edge with my forehoofs and swung twice, letting go mid-swing. I slammed through the window of the house below mine with a crash. Just as I'd thought, there was a strange blood-smelling pony pointing a gun at Marigold. He stopped to watch me with a surprised look as I crashed through. Good. Before he could point his gun at me, my own was aimed point-blank at his head. Even though I sucked at mouth-fired weapons, I couldn't miss. His brains painted Marigold's wall. The sight. It was so... I turned my head to vomit. How could any pony get used to killing? It made my stomach turn. Wiping my mouth, I looked over at the shaking form of Marigold. She was forever my boss, but I hoped she wouldn't be too upset with me breaking her window and painting her wall.
Are you alright? Damn it, I'm so sorry, Silver. So sorry.
Why was she apologizing? I broke into her house.
It's all my fault. I never thought...
I let her blabber on as I leaned down to pick up my new gun.
Here.
I slid over the dead pony's gun.
Need to save the others.
My voice sounded hoarse even for me. My filly was out there somewhere. I knew Wildfire would never let her come to harm, but I had to be sure. Marigold was going to help me, because some pony had to.
What are you waiting for? This is my fault. I never thought...
Tears streamed down her cheeks. What kind of pony cried that much? It was unbecoming.
They're here because of me. I... The mayor, Wildfire, and I... We... Don't you know? We got ties with the Crimson Hoof. We let go of their protection. And now look! Spooftongue warned us. We should have listened. Shut up!
I rolled my eyes and forced the gun into her hoofs.
Fight now, cry later.
The golden-maned mare just looked up at me with an unreadable expression.
Get up!
I said, perhaps too harshly.
Get up!
I didn't understand what she was talking about. How she'd caused this or whatever.
You caused it! Help me fix it! Take the gun and let's go save them! They're probably all dead.
Marigold tried to explain to me. It didn't matter. So long as I was breathing, I would stop whatever was happening.
Well, I'm not.
I trotted out the door and hoped she would follow me. I hadn't a clue what was happening, but I knew Wildfire and Foundation were out there, scared and confused. It was time to save them. There was no other option, and I would not take failure for an option.